Something we talked about last week that I want to have a little fun with. I just went through and I looked at my bills, okay? Mm-hmm. Sharing with you my financials. I watch sports pretty cheap.
Okay.
And I watch everything.
Okay.
That's what I've learned. I have found through some offers, and this is where I think it is. It's the offers that you got to get yourself on. That helps me do this a lot cheaper than what normal cable would be. I don't pay for Netflix, Peacock, HBO, or Disney. Those are all paid for by, I'd probably have to add a little bit because I pay for Disney year round. I don't pay the monthly.
Oh, you do the annual one.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and add for funsies $30.
You know what's funny is, you know what I got an email for this morning? Here's Paramount Plus's price increase.
Oh, yeah. What is the increase?
Base plan's $10.99 now.
Oh, lame. Mm-hmm. That's $3 more. Okay, well, I will add $3 to this. So right now, Paramount, $7.99, Apple TV, $10.84.
I'm sorry, not Paramount, Peacock.
Oh, Peacock. Oh, well, then I can take that $3 back.
Yeah, so they have plans from $10.99, and the Premium Plus annual is $170.
So I have YouTube TV, Netflix, Peacock, HBO, Paramount, Apple, and Amazon. And I pay $148 a month.
Most people aren't using any offers.
Why not?
Because there's not.
But you got to. If I include my
internet. You're the male equivalent of the coupon clipper people.
Wow, my wife's really good at it. She's really good at it. Dude, money is real.
Yeah, I know. But this the time investment.
Dude, I don't got Danny Morang money. I can't throw that around.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had Danny Morang money, I wouldn't care.
Come on now. I write these things off. I get it back on the other end.
Yeah, on the other end. Even if you add internet to it, it's still only like $272. And I watch everything.
But see,
if you don't count internet, you can have everything for under $200.
You also don't have Sunday Ticket.
But you need the internet to have all those things.
But I would have the internet anyway.
Well, right. But it's still...
Even without streaming. If it's back in the day where we have cable,
yeah.
I still have the internet for my house.
Yeah.
Like so that's why bill, I don't add internet into
my
this
cable bill.
My cable
bill with everything is like three something, right around there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you are saving the money by not doing, or you are spending the money by not doing the grind, which a lot of people will do. Time is money. The grind sucks. Mm-hmm.
You are the exception here.
Why? I'm the exception.
Most people are not like, the one that I always use is my T-Mobile one for MLB.
Yeah.
That saves me $150.
I also do not pay for Sunday Ticket. How much is that? Someone told me
$3.50.
$3.50? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, if you break it down by 17 weeks, it's not that much.
Yeah, it's not the same as yo-ho, yo-ho.
No.
But again, I'm sailing the high seas on this one.
I saw an ad the other day that said, right now you can get it for, it'll be eight payments of like basically $35 a month. Mm-hmm. So that comes out to, what does that come out to? $280-ish. But that's the sale price. Normally it's like $49 something. Yeah.
Say that again.
They got a deal right now for the Sunday Ticket. It's eight payments of like $35 a month. So it comes out to like $280-ish.
But the
regular
35.
Price is more like $49 a month.
$35 a month. I don't know if I got that, man. That's pricey.
Yeah, NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. If you have YouTube, it's $34.50 a month.
Is it bad that I still kind of like watching TV, like old TV? Like on something like Sunday Ticket? It's like, I have the MLB At Bat app, but if there's a nationally televised game, I'm like, I'm going to watch that. Even if my team's playing.
Yeah. Well, that and the thing that
I love
about,
watching Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football. I love those games.
I still like, with the cable, the ability to just channel surf and not have to go to one app and then exit out of one app to go to the other app. And you know what I mean? Like, I like to flip back and forth between, say, Food Network and the History Channel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have YouTube TV, it is $480.
If you don't have YouTube TV, it's $480?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you sign up early, you get the cheap one he's talking about.
That's priced me out as an NFL fan. That's too rich for my blood. How am I supposed to go home and explain to the other four people that live in my house that I just spent $500 on something that nobody else cares about?
That's what the job's for.
The job pays for it now?
No.
This place pays for it now?
Well, yeah, it does. It does out of your check. That's how that works.
Could Odyssey just hold $38 a month out of my check? I mean, I don't know if my wife would notice the $38 missing. But if it's a 38 that clears in our bank account, she's gonna be like, "Yeah, what the hell, dude?
Do you have an alternate like savings account?
Maybe.
You can set that up.
Maybe.
You can set that up.
Maybe I got a little cash on the side.
You know. It's not hard to do.
It was really funny. I have a PayPal account that I do all my like eBay stuff with because I do some like music stuff on there. And I used to have, when I did just the Hot Corner, I used to have that $88.46 sent to my YouTube account or my PayPal account every 2 weeks. And that was like my beer money, you know, my float around money. Well, when I got my first paycheck for this job, I forgot to change direct deposit.
And it went to that one?
And it went to that one. So I was like, that's a lot of beer money. My wife was like, "You're buying groceries."
And you're like, "Oh, that happens."
And it's gone.
And it's gone. That's what happens.
And it's gone.
But yeah, like when you start factoring in, like, you know, I get MLB for free. I get League Pass for free. There's a media portal.
Nice.
Some of us have access to, if you're lucky. So. You get that for free. I haven't been able to finagle the Sunday Ticket one yet. I got to find somebody who's got the portal access.
This texter texts in and says, "During the summertime, my work employs a lot of college kids. I use their info to get Sunday Ticket student discount. $129 for the whole season.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
You use the .edu email.
That is what I'm talking about. $129. Hell yeah.
I had an active .edu email that I used for my Adobe subscription.
Amazing.
And it was mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was still active. The school, for whatever reason, I did. You know, they typically close those emails.
Yeah.
They closed it, I want to say, like 2 or 3 years ago, coming out of it, because Adobe's expensive as hell. It's like $60 a month that I pay.
They don't have just a package that you can just buy it? It's a subscription service now?
No, Adobe's a subscription service for a long time.
Bastards.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pure unadulterated nightmare fuel, but I had that student one, which was like $20 a month.
Text line, I use FuboTV. I pay for my subscription twice a year and pause it for 6 months at a time. While the subscription is paused, I use it as a TV provider login for all the other apps. Chef's kiss.
Oh, it stays active.
Chef's kiss.
Ooh.
Hopefully they're not listening to this show, otherwise we just outed this listener.
Yeah, a little portal action.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of
twice a year and pause it for 6 months.
Mm.
I mean, what does FuboTV log in for everything? I mean, I guess you'd miss stuff out if it was like Netflix, but like a TNT app, an NBC app, an ABC app,
that thing, all that stuff, YouTube ESPN TV, app. It does. YouTube TV is on everything.
Yeah, yeah, except for Major League Baseball Network. Yeah.
Which?
But now I got, now you get on the MLB app.
Yeah, so.
But we're
saying all of this to, circle the drain. We're coming back to cable.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think one thing that we forget about this is there's so much more content now. So much more content by having all the different stuff.
Is there?
Yeah, I think there is. There's more like docuseries and, I can watch a championship football game whenever I want. I couldn't be able to used to do that.
I guess, but that's also, it's the same thing like when you had cable and you could watch C-SPAN if you wanted to. Like, it's, you know, you were always paying extra for the other stuff, and that's what you're doing now. You're just paying extra for other stuff that you want.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think it's worth it.
Which, again, is why we'll come back to cable. I don't know why we're doing this, and it's all very dumb.